Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
A bit of the Stones bringing us back, 7 to the hour. Thank you very much. Staying with me, thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. We're having a great visit with our good friend, Dr. Burton W. Folsom. Burt is an original founding member of our Brain Trust, the resident historian here. He is a professor of history at Hillsdale College. He's the author of New Deal or Raw Deal and co-author of FDR Goes to War. These are outstanding books that you will learn something from them. We're talking about I guess I shouldn't say we're celebrating the 100th anniversary of the income tax, but
we're commemorating.
No, we're not even commemorating it. We're just recognizing it. How about that?
Okay.
We're recognizing the 100th anniversary of the income tax. What else do we need to know about the income tax?
Well, there are a lot of things. An estate tax came alongside. In other words,
that was
once you get tax,
but that was before. That was actually before the Civil War. Before the income tax to pay for the Spanish-American War.
Right, we did, but it went up.
Isn't that war over? Didn't we win, Bert? I think we won, and so why do we still have the tax?
That's one of those things we discovered. Well, withholding was supposed to be an emergency for World War II.
Yeah.
In other words, we need to withhold as an emergency for World War II, and apparently the World War II emergency is still going on.
Yeah.
Of course, you said you don't mind withholding.
I think withholding is handy for regular folks. I think withholding is a good idea from a practical standpoint because it allows people to make payments. They don't have to keep up with it. People aren't, businesses aren't good at keeping up with their taxes, let alone individuals, remitting and putting aside money to save. It prevents them from getting into trouble. But I think the problem withholding does is it masks how much taxes we actually pay.
Well, I think you've hit on the positive and the negative end. And the positive part of it is true. But see, people weren't paying enough before World War II that there was that much withholding that needed to be done.
Mm-hmm.
Withholding comes with a high tax. And so once you've got that high tax in there, you need, if you're a bureaucrat, you need the withholding in order to extract as much as painlessly as possible.
Mm-hmm.
So it does. Because then you can just simply jack the rates up, slightly increase withholding. And the other thing is that people will blame their employers for the diminishment of their check. The check is smaller, so it's my employer's
fault.
Just like we blame
Exxon and Shell and BP and those guys when our gas bills go up. It might be that the state tax was raised.
Well, not only the state, we pay 18 cents in federal tax, and many states have 30 cents or more in state tax. Mm-hmm. That's much more than the oil companies make on a gallon of oil.
So let's look forward.
Sure.
What would be the best solution? You and I decided earlier that we don't like the VAT tax. And, let me say this. I have said the only way that the VAT tax could possibly work as a possible solution is if we repealed, what is it, the 16th Amendment that gave rise to the income tax?
Yes,
if we repealed that amendment, then okay, but you can't have the income tax and VAT like they have in Europe because you're going to be taxed to the hilt we'll become Europe 100%. So VAT's out, but what about flat tax?
That's good. A lot of people, as you know, Jim, like the fair tax, which would be like a sales tax.
Right.
Both of those ideas are absolutely superior to what we have now. I think the flat tax is more realistic.
But now the national sales tax is basically a VAT. And it only works if
the 16th Amendment is eliminated.
And you're not going to get rid of the 16th Amendment, so that's off the table as far as I'm concerned.
Well, therefore, the flat tax is probably, it's a more feasible option.
Yep.
Both of them would be very helpful.
The problem with the flat tax is I don't want my ox to be gored, right?
You
can't have a flat tax if I'm going to get withholding for my house and my boat and all that. And those are things that I don't want to be taken away, right? So
Some people would think that. The truth is that I think that if we had a flat tax at a rate of, say, Jim, say 18%, something like that, and you would have an exemption for the first several thousand dollars, we would probably generate, first of all, the simplicity. The tax forms, the need to eliminate to carry receipts for small business people, all of that would simplify business tremendously, and I think more revenue would come in.
Well, and you could, I think you could do a flat tax and still leave the homeownership exemption and the charitable deduction.
Maybe. That's one of those things that's an interesting debate.
America
I hope you're right.
To be able to deduct charitable deductions.
Yeah.
It's one of the things that makes us different from other countries.
It does. I like that. So we eliminate maybe the homeowner's deduction, but keep
now
the charitable
Now you can't
deduction.
Have my homeowner's deduction. So, folks, now you see the problem with tax reform. Hey, Bert, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Thank
we'll see you,
Jim.
Next time. Bert Folsom, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back tomorrow. I'll see you then.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.